group therapy. We do it every time on Thursdays here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. If you would like to be on, hit us up in our DMs. It's probably the easiest way that we get to stuff. Just follow us, Radio Now AM Show on Instagram, and tell us why you'd like to be on group therapy. Bailey, good morning. Are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Bailey. So what's going on with you? How can we help you out this morning with group therapy?
Well, yeah, I'm calling in because I honestly just really need advice, and I think I just really need to know if I'm overreacting.
Okay.
Yeah, so my boyfriend is a total mama's boy. Like, there's no doubt about that. But I really didn't realize how bad it was until we've been home from college.
Okay. What do you mean?
So we started dating this past January, and I've heard stories about his mom, and, you know, she's constantly calling him, but we were away, so I didn't really seem that bad.
Right.
But now that we're home and seeing, you know, what she's really like, it's insane.
All right, well, okay, explain, because this seems like maybe you don't like that somebody else is getting attention besides you.
Well, no, and I've met mama's boys, like, when I've been in college, and, like, they are kind of, like, hard to date, so I kind of get that.
Yeah, no, but his mom literally does everything for him. I'm not lying. Like, first of all, she does all his laundry, cleans his room, cooks literally every meal for him. But, like, I guess that doesn't really seem so extreme, but she clips his toenails.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. You said she shaves his chest for him?
Yeah.
Wait.
And
what?
Hold on.
His toenails, shaves his chest.
I don't think the toenails is that big of a deal. Like, Bailey, I'm a bigger guy, and anybody that'll clip my toenails, I appreciate it. The shaving the chest thing, unless he had, like, if he had no arms, that would make sense. But if he's capable to reach his chest, I think he should probably shave wax it or nail it. Yeah,
that is so bizarre.
Only thing you said so far, Bailey, to me is the shaving the chest. But continue.
No, the toenails, that is weird too. How old is this guy?
So we're both 21. She even called his summer job at the golf course and quit for him because he didn't like his hours.
That is drastic.
Yeah,
oh my gosh, that's embarrassing.
That's a little helicopter parenting style right there. What is there anything else?
Well, she moved from full time at her work to part time while we're home in the summer just to be able to cater to him more of the time.
That is so extreme. That is next level.
No, if she would have quit her job, that's extreme. But she's young. I mean, he's young. He's 21. You're telling me, Liv, that it's a big deal that his mom reduced her hours so she could spend more time with her son while he's home for the summer?
It'd be different if they were going on trips or something, but if it's to just do his laundry, cook for him, clip his toenails, shave his chest, that is so bizarre.
Okay, so I'm kind of feeling the same way. And, you know, he does think it's a little bit weird, but he doesn't want to be mean to her and you know, doesn't want her to, you know, get upset. But, like, I think he has a huge part to blame in this, too. And I don't know if I should just, like, run for the hills or am I overreacting? Like, it's a bit weird.
I think just in general you're overreacting. Like, I don't think this is a reason where you run for the hills. I mean, if you really like this guy and it gets even more serious down the road, like, that's going to be possibly your mother-in-law. 833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Is Bailey overreacting, or is her boyfriend, you know, really a mama's boy? And is that even really a bad thing?
I think, I mean, I would definitely prefer a not mama's boy to a mama's boy. But also, I'm just, like, confused about, I'm still on the chest hair thing. Like, I'm wondering if he's, like, in the bath and she's giving him, like, a legit bath and then it's, like, chest hair shaving time.
You do not want to, let me tell you, Liv, because you probably don't have a lot of chest hair, you do not want to shave your chest hair when it's wet. You want it to be nice and dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a guy's, like, you know, like, chest hair when it's all wet and, like, hairy and balled up? You don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. But also, I feel like he is kind of to blame for this, too, because he's enabling it. Even if he thinks it's weird, like, that his mom clips his toenails and, like, shaves his chest hair, but he just does it because he knows how much it means to her. Even if that is the case, He's enabling it. But I think it's weird. I think you need to run for the hills. You should ghost this guy, break up with him, and just exit him out of your life.
Bailey, you should be saying thank you to his mom that she's doing all this for you, and he's not asking you to do it. Would you want to be clipping his toenails? Would you want to be doing his laundry? Would you want to be, like, getting his chest?
I mean, maybe exactly. The laundry, but, I mean, he can clip his own freaking toenails.
Exactly. He's a 21-year-old man. He is capable to cook for himself, clean for himself, do his own laundry, clip his own toenails, shave his own chest, quit his own job. Yeah. This
right.
is too much.
All right, Bailey, can you hang on? I'm going to see if we can get some phone calls here and see if anybody can help you out. 833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539. We're doing group therapy. Is Bailey overreacting, or is her boyfriend really a mama's boy? We'll see what you think next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Hey, it's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, and we are doing group therapy. If you'd like to join in, 833-563-2539. Also, social media, Radio Now AM Show, and we'll get this up on Facebook in a second. There's so many different places for you to interact. Just look for Radio Now and give it a like, whether you're in Indy or in Houston listening this morning. Bailey, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I got some people that want to talk to you. Pretty much, you told us all the things that your boyfriend has his mom do, or at least that she wants to do, and you're kind of wondering, am I overreacting by being upset about this, or is he just really a mama's boy? Because he'll, what does she do again? Just give me the things that she'll actually do for him.
So she clips his toenails, she shaves his chest, she quit his summer job for him.
Jeez.
I mean, literally anything that you can think of, she's right there doing for him.
Okay, cool. Bailey, hang on. I'm going to get some other people on here to talk to you. Let's go to Amanda. Hey, Amanda, you are on the show for group therapy. What did you want to say to Bailey?
Bailey, I would run for the hills. I have a 20-year-old and a 16-year-old that only visit me in the summertime, and they come down, they cuddle, like, we'll hang on the couch and, like, cuddle, and, like, they'll sit with me, but nothing more than that. Like, I do not do their laundry. I've not done their laundry since they were probably 11 years old.
Wow.
And I do not clip toenails. No, that is way too far. He needs to either put his foot down or run for the hills.
Well, he was putting his foot down to get his toenail clipped, Amanda.
Well, I get that, but, like, Mom, that's enough. Like, I'm grown. Like, enough is enough.
Right. Bailey, maybe you should date her 20-year-old. Is your 20-year-old single?
Oh, I accidentally hung up on Amanda.
Aww.
No, hold on. Let's try to keep this relationship going, guys. Why are we ending things so quickly? Hey, Pam, you are on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We're talking to Bailey, who is wondering, is she overreacting by being upset, or is her boyfriend really just a mama's boy? Like, it's going through the extreme. What do you think?
I don't necessarily think she could run for the hills, because I'm a proud mother who has a son who's a mommy's boy. Now, I think the toenails and the chest shaving is a little bit to the extreme. I would never do that, but I think that the relationship a son has with his mother, you know, the respect and how they care for them is going to be a reflection of how they would treat their wife. And my son has a beautiful wife who I'm so proud. She's my daughter-in-law. And, you know, that relationship, he shows the same respect to her. So I definitely think maybe put some boundaries down for him, but I would not run.
I have a question. So how old is your son?
He's 29.
Okay. Do you think it's weird that his mom quit his summer job for him?
We have to cut back, yes. I'm like you. I think if they were traveling and doing things like that, because our children grow up so quick, and we want to share those times with them as long as we can. So, but I would definitely put some boundaries down and just say, you know, how would you feel if my dad, you know, shaved my legs, or if my dad clipped my toenails? You know, maybe turn around and talk to him and say, how, you know, don't you think that's kind of strange? And put
right.
some boundaries down.
Hey, right.
Thank you, Pam, for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Let's do one more. We'll wrap it up with Lauren. Hey, Lauren, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We're doing group therapy with Bailey. What did you want to tell her?
Bailey, this is red flag, red flag, red flag. And if you don't set boundaries now, you need to set them and see how he reacts. Because if he's going to pick mom over you, that's how your life is going to be. And you're going to be writing into Dear Prudence, and she's going to be like, why did you marry him? It's going to go on if you cannot set that boundary now. Because I don't know what it is with these mama's boys, but they cannot move on from mama even when they have a wife or a girlfriend.
Lauren, it's
so
certainly,
you have to be really careful.
It certainly sounds like, Lauren, you're speaking from experience.
Right. I see a lot of advice columns.
Oh,
but has this happened to you, Lauren? I want to know, do you have this experience of dealing with a mama's boy?
Well, okay, sort of. Not to the quitting your job for you, clipping the toenails. But when I started dating, he's my husband now, and we had to be like, okay, no, now you have to learn how to do your own laundry. And, like, we taught him how to do these things while he was in college. But the thing is, though, his mom supported that. So if his mom is not going to support that, she is going to see you more as an enemy. Mm. I'm very fortunate because my mother-in-law is wonderful, and she even is like, man, I'm so sorry. I should have taught him how to do more things when he was in my house. But he's wonderful. I love him. He kind of was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I do need to do these things for myself, and he started doing them for myself. If you're telling him to do that for himself, and he's like, no, it's hard, I don't want to hurt mommy's feelings, then you're going to have an issue. And it's not going to go away just because you have a ring.
Yeah. Hey, Lauren, thank you for calling in this morning for group therapy. Bailey, as we wrap up, do you feel like you have any kind of a plan going forward? What are you doing?
Well, I feel like I just, you know, I really need to, you know, force him to kind of stop this right now and see how he takes that, because I do feel like it's going to create really bad habits for the future. And if we're, you know, staying together for a long time, like, this is bad.
All right, Bailey, thank you for calling in. If you'd like to be on group therapy, we'll do it again next week. All I got to do is to send us a DM, and we'll get producer Porkchop to set everything up behind the scenes. Radio Now AM show, you can let us know.